This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Joined by Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus this morning of Klaus Financial. They'd love to answer your questions. Again, our numbers, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn all about the different divisions and all the great things that Klaus Financial can do to help you by going to the website. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly snapshot of things going on in the market. It's also a nice reminder if for some reason you miss part of the show. And I know sometimes life gets busy and you may be stepping in and out of the car. You miss something. You can always go back and review the podcast. Just get to klausfinancial.com. Sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. And their telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. And of course, joining us in studio this week, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing real well, Malia. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks.
We ready for the week ahead. It's going to be a warm weekend and Memorial
Day. I'm excited. The pools open up usually, yes. I think, yes. These weekends, Memorial Day weekend.
The kids are there to remind us of that, yes. If we for some reason forget. We got a lot of really, really good stuff to get to. We're going to talk about working with a trusted advisor. One of the things, though, that we've been doing on this show for a few months now is the Klaus Quiz Question Week. Actually, we may be coming up on a year for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Great opportunity not only to answer a trivia question, but a chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Cheesecake Factory. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want to listen closely to the show, and we'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. But before we get rolling with this week's show, let's look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, review the question as well as the answer.
Yes, thanks, Sean. So first of all, we'd like to congratulate our winner last week, is Betty from Cottage Grove. So thanks for calling in, and all of you who tried. Last week's question was actually about asset allocation. Asset allocation refers to the percentage that you keep in your portfolio amongst three asset classes, stocks, bonds, and the third one was a blank, and the answer to that was cash. You need all three of those for proper asset allocation.
Fantastic, and that was last week, so we'll do a new one again this week. A little tip, though, typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program, so just listen closely for your chance to win, and we'll tell you all the details coming up a little bit later on in the program. Of course, Malia and CJ come to us from Klaus Financial. We do this each and every Thursday, and if you have questions, we'll love to get you on the air with those at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And if you're a regular listener to the show, we talk about the importance of having a relationship with it when it comes to working with an advisor, having a relationship with a trusted advisor. Let's talk then about, you know, I don't think even you guys would say just jump right in. You want to do some due diligence. You want to do some research when it comes to finding that person to work with. What are some of the tools that people can be using? Obviously, longevity, things like having a presence in the market, like what we're doing here. But there's like great resources for people out there, aren't there?
We're super excited about this topic today, actually. Mm-hmm. This was brought up by a client. We have a little piece that we hand out to our prospects and before they become clients of ours saying, "Know your advisor" is the name of the piece. And it gives them resources to basically check on our background. And part of the reason we do that is because this space of financial planning, it's a huge trust space. We're talking life savings here, right? Many people, especially as they're getting closer to retirement, they do not have a lifetime to recreate their wealth. They cannot afford, to put it directly, they cannot afford to have somebody be committing fraud or like a Bernie Madoff situation. Mm-hmm. So how do you know that who you're engaging is a trusted person? So that's what we're going to talk about today, basically checking the background of your financial advisor. So you should only work with firms and people, obviously, that you can trust. Therefore, we think it's vital that you get the facts about any firm you invest with. And there's really two sides of the investment world that our listeners are likely to be involved with as it pertains to their retirement portfolios. That being of broker-dealers and that of investment advisors. Mm. Again, two sides of this world are that of broker-dealers and that of investment advisors. Now, there's technically a third world, which is also that of insurance agents, right? And insurance agents will sometimes call themselves financial advisors because they might carry a basic securities license, but we'll get into that as time goes on. So you can always look up a firm under the Better Business Bureau and find out the rating range, which is, again, from A+ to F, about the firm. So that would be a place to begin. As you're considering to go talk with different options in the retirement planning space, I'd say go right to the Better Business Bureau and check out the company.
And that's kind of the real basic.
That's right.
Get that.
Exactly right, Sean. That's step number one, is get the basic understanding of that company. And if people have been complaining about their services, what have those complaints been? Mm-hmm. Now, every investor in America relies on one thing, which is fair financial markets and transparent financial markets. So when we're discussing the broker-dealer space, where investment products are actually being sold for a commission, there are organizations that are actually working on investors' behalf, one of those being FINRA. FINRA is short for Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. It was actually founded in July of 2007. Prior to that, it was known as the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, which, again, they believe every investor should receive some basic protections. So FINRA is dedicated to investor protection and market integrity through effective and efficient regulation of broker-dealers. It's a not-for-profit organization, and FINRA wants to make sure anyone who sells a securities product has been tested, qualified, and licensed, and that the investments are suitable and that complete disclosures about the investments are given. So we would suggest that one of the first places you look at is finra.org, F-I-N-R-A.org, and do a broker check on whoever it is that you're going to go meet with. Because if they are a licensed commissionable salesperson, which, as anybody who listens knows, we actually like the fee-based world, which we'll get to in a minute here, Malia's going to talk about. But in that sales world, you want to make sure that they have a good sales history. So you can do a broker check on them to find out all kinds of interesting information.
I think you can even find litigation and those type of things that may be pending on that. I mean, it's
like opening up the dirty closet of that of that broker. Now, sometimes the closet isn't dirty, right? Yeah. Sometimes it's very orderly and you go, great, I'm glad I checked. Other times you go, oh, this person was with Edward Jones and then Raymond James and then Merrill Lynch, and now they're at Kloss Financial, right? What is that all about? Why are they hopping firms? Or, gosh, they actually had a client complaint 2 years ago. Oh, actually, they went through a client settlement from a lawsuit. I mean, it's a lot of interesting information.
I remember that, like, one of the first shows you and I and Malia, we did together, the FINRA website came up, and a lot of people, I think, and it's been a couple of years, but it's an amazing tool. You mentioned Better Business Bureau, by the way. I know a few people that got an A+ rating. I'm not going to say who they are, Kloss Financial, but I may have noticed that as well. And as we're talking about FINRA and other things as well, I think it's very cool to check that stuff out.
It's true, but you can't stop at the Better Business Bureau. And yeah. The reason you can't is because the Better Business Bureau may reflect the company and not the individual investment advisor you're working with. So you do want to take it a step further. In our world of investment advising or investment sales, you want to know that individual who's giving you advice has a clean record. And by the way, look for the sleeper information. Sleeper information is hopping a firm. So there's no lawsuit, but they're just hopping firms. Other sleeper information is, oh gosh, this person just got licensed last year, right? Mm. Oh, that's interesting. No complaints, because they're not working with anybody, right? So look for some of that. You want to make sure that the person you're working with is experienced, knowledgeable, and licensed in the appropriate way.
And that website, finra.org, finra.org. You can get a ton of information about the businesses and people that you're looking to do business with. Let's talk then, as we're talking with our friends from Kloss Financial, our retirement planning professionals, let's talk then about your financial advisor. Let's say they're not a broker, someone who only manages manages money, then where do we, what's the resource there?
Great question. So again, back to the details, an investment advisor, that's what we're going to talk about now, is an individual or a firm that's in the business of giving advice about securities to clients. For instance, individuals or firms that receive compensation by giving advice on how to invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or exchange-traded funds, those are generally considered investment advisors. Some investment advisors actually manage portfolios of securities. So since the majority of the investment advisor world is regulated by the SEC, we're throwing around lots of acronyms again this morning, but that would be the Securities and Exchange Commission. You can look up these investment advisors, which include ourselves, at their website. So that would be SEC.gov. So what you're going to find there, and I wanted to be very clear on this so people had kind of a cheat sheet. When you go to this website, on the first page, bottom left, again, first page, bottom left, you'll see a box which has a little bugle, and it reads, "We inform and protect investors." So you want to click on that box. It'll take you to a box which says protect your money, which is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's here that you can check on the name of your actual investment professional. Or you can actually go to another website, again, also hosted by the SEC. It's called investor.gov, INVESTOR.gov, and go to the box which says check out your investment professional again. So SEC.gov, investor.gov, both good websites to check on that investment professional. And I'll just add to what CJ said. Yes, you can look and see if your broker or your investment advisor on these different websites has had any litigation. And we want to clarify, all litigation is not necessarily your investment professional's fault, perhaps. Mm-hmm. You want to read between the lines also, and we're not saying anyone who has any discourse on their record is a bad person. We're not saying that. But you want to kind of get to the depth of what am I reading, was there a settlement, and why. So, you know, these are resources to use wisely, and I think we want all of our investors out there to always have their eyes open.
Hey, let me ask then, as you're researching firms and advisors, let's say you do this stuff, would it be appropriate? Let's say I see some things, and is it an appropriate question? We talk about, for example, at Kloss Financial, that sit down, that first get to know you. Is that a question that should come out in that conversation? Hey, I see there's a couple of litigations here. Can you kind of explain what went on? Is that an appropriate question?
Definitely. I mean, we don't want people to hesitate. Hmm. We believe in transparency, and I think that's if your investment professional doesn't have a clean answer for you, then maybe it's time to move on.
Great.
Because we are talking about protecting your life savings.
Great advice as always. Of course, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss come to us from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. You can give us a call right here at the station. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. You can also find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Learn all about Kloss Financial on the website. Don't forget their telephone number. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We're talking this morning about very important issues when it comes to having a relationship with a trusted advisor, some great tools to establish that relationship. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now. We'll get you on the air. Our number's here at the station, 321-1310. You can also call us toll-free, 877 877- 215-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial, their office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Great opportunity to ask a ton of questions. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Come up a little bit later on in the program. We'll be doing our Kloss Quiz question of the week. Again, the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. And online at KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS. Financial.com. So, talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning of Kloss Financial. Let's talk then. We gave some great websites, and I will include those in the podcast notes for this week's show as well. You mentioned FINRA, also SEC.gov and investor.gov, a couple of great websites there. So let's find then, kind of going back through the history and whether an investment advisor had problems with a regulator or any type of disciplinary history. There's tools for that as well, aren't there?
There are. So in a moment here, in a moment here, Malia is going to go through some important questions to ask a financial advisor before you meet with them. And I really want people to pay attention to those questions she reviews, because that's probably one of the most critical parts, right? You can do your checking of the Better Business Bureau. You can do your checking of SEC.gov and FINRA.org. And yet at the end of the day, even if it looks clean, you still need to ask some questions. So just before I get into this part about ADVs, which we'll talk about in a moment, another acronym out there for you, I want people to understand there's kind of two sides of the financial advisor world, which regulators are trying to create clarity around this for consumers. There's the I sell products and get paid a commission side, which there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. It's just, it is what it is. And then there's the I give financial advice and I get paid either an hourly fee or a percentage of what's called assets under management. So the critical thing to understand is that the fee-based advisor represents you, okay? Mm-hmm. The registered rep broker represents the product and company they're selling. Now, does that mean that every fee-based advisor is a good person and every commission-based salesman is a bad person? By no means. I think some of this is DNA, right? You can have teacher types that are great salespeople because they just want to teach, right? So I'm not trying to create a distinction that one is better than the other, but rather you need to understand somebody that is a registered rep they represent the company they sell for, not you. Okay, so just a distinction there. Now, another thing, a kind of place to go to check on the background of an investment advisor representative. Investment advisor representatives are actually IARs of a registered investment advisory firm known as an RIA. And RIAs, like Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, by the way, were what's called an SEC registered investment advisory, registered investment advisory firm. We have to file a form ADV every single year. It has two parts to it. There's part one and part two. Part one gives information about the advisor's business and whether they've had problems with regulators or clients. And part two outlines the advisor's services, fees, and strategies. Before you hire someone to be your investment advisor, always ask for and carefully read both parts ADV 1 and ADV 2. And I would even take it one step further to say, can I get your individual ADV part 2B, which is actually taking it one step further to say, I want to know about you as an individual. So again, ADV part 1, ADV part 2, and ADV part 2B. Those would be elements we would always suggest you ask for.
Great advice as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you, ask all sorts of questions, kick of the tire conversation at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Online, KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS, Financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. And as CJ pointed out, Malia is going to give us some great questions you should be asking an investment advisor. We'll do that as well as the Kloss Quiz question of the week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Don't forget the website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. But talking about all the research you should be doing and when it comes to making and setting up a relationship with a trusted advisor, how you should go about it. I think of when you're buying a car, you pick up a magazine or read online all the great reviews and you look at all the numbers. Everything looks perfect. You go down to the dealership and you sit down in the car and you go, yeah, it's just not a fit. And that can happen in the financial world as well. Is all that we talked about due diligence in the past couple of things, doing all the research and all the great resources out there. There is something to be said then for kind of that sit-down conversation and asking questions. Let's talk a little bit more in depth about some of the questions you should be asking a prospective investment advisor or financial planner.
Excellent. And you bring up a good point, Sean. We spend a lot more time researching the car we're going to buy or the vacation we're going to take than sometimes we do for the really important things. And I don't want everyone to be scared this morning that we're giving you so much information you can't, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know where I should check and so forth. We're just trying to empower you and give you some resources. But again, what are the questions when I first meet with my advisor? Even if I've been working with my advisor for a few years, it's okay to still go back and ask these questions. The first one is, especially if it's a new possible relationship, what experience do you have, especially with people in my circumstances? Now, if you're looking to retire, but the person you're working with is just working to get you the best return and has no concern about risk, that might not be a good fit for you. What licenses do you hold? Are you registered with the SEC? Which states, or are you registered with a financial industry regulatory authority, which we described as FINRA? What products and services do you offer? And how are you paid for your services, which CJ has mentioned several times? That's a key indicator as to if your representative is actually representing a company or your interests. And finally, have you ever been disciplined? That's a big question by any government regulator for unethical or improper conduct. Or have you been sued by a client who wasn't happy with the work that you did? So, again, as CJ pointed out, hey, it's fair to ask for their ADV. Have them send you a copy of both parts of their ADV, which should describe exactly the types of businesses or litigation or any background information that would be worthwhile for you to know. Don't be shy. That's the bottom line here.
You're darn right. Do not be shy. And, of course, when you're working with a trusted advisor, they'll be open. They'll be straight with you. They'll give you – they've got nothing to hide. And that's a great opportunity to ask those questions. There's, as we learned earlier, there is nothing wrong with asking these questions. As a matter of fact, there's something wrong if you're not asking these questions. Definitely do that stuff. Of course, Malia and CJ come to us from Klaus Financial. You can ask the tough questions, no charge, for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Not going to cost you anything. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because in just a moment, we will do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Again, the telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. Online at klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Time now for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for the Cheesecake Factory. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Name one of the websites where you as an investor can check up on an investment firm or advisor. Telephone number. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller, correct answer, will win that $25 gift card for the Cheesecake Factory. Don't forget, that is Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. And online at klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dan Connery comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.